you know, it wasn't that long ago that, Bob Stoops was, it was like a week ago, Bob Stoops was tweeting about recruiting. Usually if someone retires at this point in the off season, you know, where you're through your summer, you know, your all that stuff, there's your spring practice and all that, doesn't it usually end up with some kind of scandal tied to it?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I don't know if that's the case with Bob Stoops. That's just like when I heard that and I'm like, this dude's retiring in the middle of June. There's got to be something fishy coming on. I mean, there's it just seems weird. But I don't know. I could be full of it, but it just seems like that's a strange thing. It's strange timing, and with no explanation. I guess that's the other thing.
So on a scale of minor infractions to Baylor, where would you put this potential scandal that you see?
Well, it won't be Baylor level, but if it were a minor one, he wouldn't be retiring. So, I mean, it's got to be somewhere in between, which is a broad spectrum. But, I mean, I would think it's something that would put the program on probation, is what I would guess. And he just doesn't want to deal with it.
Well, I don't think you're being cynical by thinking that, because obviously the timing is, like you said, it's either health or something's going to come up. And if I were going to guess, I would say scandal, simply because, well, just look at some of the kids he's had go through there. I mean, the guy tried to get Doriel Green Beckham on the team, you know, the whole Joe Mixon thing. I'm sure there's something about, we're about to find out. And, you know, it may be health, but he sure looks healthy.
So, like Chris Fowler says, sending positive vibes to Bob Stoops, positive wishes to Bob Stoops for a long, happy, healthy, all caps healthy retirement, and salute for tremendous 18-year run at OU. So, maybe that's the case, but it just seems like it's such a strange thing. And you know, maybe before we start crapping on this guy and making assumptions, maybe we should also point out, dude had an incredible run at Oklahoma. I mean, that's something it's hard to match at a school like that. And he dominated the Big 12, and almost since the inception of the Big 12, they've been the dominant program. And it's not an easy thing to do, you know, for that, you know, you're talking about since 1999, he's been there.
We've got his statement here, if you'd like to hear it.
Let's hear it.
Says, after 18 years at the University of Oklahoma, I've decided to step down as a head football coach. I understand there's been some speculation about my health. My health was not the deciding factor in this decision. I've had no incidents that would prevent me from coaching. I feel the timing is perfect to hand over the reins. That's not true. The program is in tremendous shape. We have outstanding players and coaches and are poised to make another run at a Big 12 and national championship. It goes on and on. It says, time is now, because Lincoln Riley will provide a seamless transition as a new head coach. And, he doesn't completely dismiss the health thing. There's a whole bunch of other stuff, too.
But, right.
But I also, you know, it may be that just after going through spring and everything and getting ready to do another season, it may just been that he decided, you know what? I've had enough.
Maybe so. I mean, I guess that's possible.
Yeah.
But you've got to keep in mind, and this is, again, it's silly for us to make assumptions, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I should have, that should not be my first, my first fresh off the press's assumption. But either way, this guy took over for John Blake, you know, and when I was in high school, like the late 90s, Oklahoma football was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they were
losing. They went through all those just crap coaches.
Oh, they were
and
an awful
Stoops
run.
Got them back to where, and to me this is another negative for the Big 12, because
no question.
And you're losing a guy who is one of the certainly one of the top 5 or 6 most successful coaches out there, and who year in and year out has had them be competitive, and maybe not as many national championships as you would have liked to have seen, but damn it, he had them in the mix every year.
Yep. So when we're talking about an 18-year career, 11 of those years Oklahoma finished in the top 10. His first year, 1999, he took them to their first bowl game since 1994. They went 7-5 that year. That was their worst record under Bob Stoops. Zero losing seasons under Bob Stoops. They went to a bowl game every single year, and most of the bowl games were major bowl games.
Big ones.
Orange, which was the national championship game. Cotton Bowl, Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Orange Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, Fiesta Bowl, BCS Championship Game, Fiesta, Cotton, Sugar, Orange, Sugar. I mean, that is a really, really impressive run. And I guess we should also point out he's got a pretty impressive coaching tree. When you think about Mike Leach coached under him.
Kevin Sumlin.
Bo Pelini coached under him. His brother, Mike Stoops, coached under him. Mark Mangino, the great Mark Mangino, coached under him.
Chuck Long.
He's had some great coaches under him. So he's a legend in the sport for sure. My guess, a College Football Hall of Famer. And whatever the reasoning behind it, I wish him the best. Four seasons undefeated in Big 12 play. That's pretty damn good, man.
And pretty damn good. Yeah, and you know, a lot of people are texting that he was diagnosed with a heart condition a month ago. But I mean, again, he said that's not the reason. So, I'll take him at his word for that, I guess. But Sean retweeted something and said, after taking over for Bob Stoops, when Lincoln Riley and Tom Herman face off in Dallas, their combined age will be younger than Bill Snyder. I could see that. Snyder has outlasted Stoops. He's outlasted Mack Brown. Pretty much everybody.
Yeah, well, he took a little break.
He did take the break.
But I think the longest tenured coach now is Kirk Ferentz, which still boggles my mind. I mean, you know what I think of that guy.
Yeah, is the job too big for Lincoln Riley? I don't know. I would have liked for him to have had another head coaching job at someplace a little bit smaller first. Kind of take the Tom Herman route. But, you know, I like the guy as a coach, but that doesn't mean it's going to translate. And if OU falls off the map, that's not good for this conference.
No.
Because Baylor, from a football perspective, is basically dead right now. And that was a program that was winning a bunch of games for you. OU and Texas are your bell cow programs. Texas has been down for so long.
Yep.
If OU goes down, I just think it's bad for the Big 12. So
I think it's weird also that there's not some sort of a coaching search or anything like that. They've got their coordinator who's been there for, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
And you just give him the job. It seems odd, but, he won the Broyles, which means he was the top assistant coach in the country. And I guess sometimes you got to give new guys a new chance. So
And by all indications are that he's a very good coach, but you can be a very good coach and step into a job like that and not be ready for it.
Yeah.
Drunk Bevo asked, what are the odds Stoops is the Aggie head coach next season?
It seems very unlikely.
Yeah. Creed asked, do you think OU pushed Stoops out so they wouldn't lose Riley? I don't think so. They've had so many.
They go through coordinators left and right.
And the one thing that Bob Stoops has always been able to do is find another good coordinator when guys leave. So I don't think that's it at all.
And Joshua says, didn't Urban Meyer retire from Florida because of his, quote, health? Is there a school he would prefer to go to? That's the thing. Bob Stoops has been offered every big job at some point in the last 10 years, including NFL jobs. And didn't take them. And, you know, the one place that I've never heard of him getting offered a job, mainly because, like I just mentioned, they've had the same head coach since he got to Oklahoma. But Kirk Ferentz at Iowa has been, and that's his alma mater. But even Bob Stoops isn't foolish enough to leave Oklahoma in hopes of getting the job at Iowa. I mean, there's no way.
Yeah.
So it's a weird, it's the timing on it is very strange. So I don't know. I'm not gonna. It's hard to say that there's nothing weird about it, but it's also hard to just say, well, the guy got busted cheating, because we don't know that.
Yeah.
But as you know, I'm very cynical.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Not at all.
Just
not at all.
You look at some of the guys that he's taken on there, just like Urban Meyer did at Florida. He took on a bunch of turds, too. But it wouldn't surprise me if that's the case. But, you know, who knows? I mean, there's obviously something there, because you just don't make this decision now unless
right.
it's either health or he maybe got fed up with something, or, yeah, there's something else coming, be my guess.